All right, it's 8:40 on the ticket. Monday morning with the Musers. Also over the weekend, we had the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby, and it was the closest finish ever. It came down to a photo finish between three horses, and winning by half a nose was Mystic Dan, 18-1. And it's a Musers tradition to have the winner of the Derby on the Monday after. So joining us now is Mystic Dan. Good morning.
So, namaste, huh? Y'all, you like watch the Derby and stuff?
Yes, we did.
We did.
We sure did.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, he's really laid back.
You know, when I, signed up for the Kentucky
Derby?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Derby and stuff.
Yeah. You signed up?
Yeah.
That's how it works?
Yeah, it's like you got to sign up or something. And, I trained, you know, like a son of a bitch for that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I train every day.
Uh-huh. Well, that makes sense.
At 4:20.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. It's like a, you know, like a deal. But, so what are y'all doing?
Well, we're talking to you since you won the Kentucky Derby, for gosh sakes. Yeah, photo finish.
Kind of cool. Pretty photo finished there. how much did they say I won by?
Like a half a nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom always said I had a big nose. Guess it finally came in handy, huh?
Yeah.
Guess so, yeah.
You know, something else I got that's really big.
Oh, gosh.
Huh? Oh, ladies?
Okay.
I hear from you, ladies.
Well, I guess you will be now. You're going to be a stud, I guess, now.
Hey, yeah. Yeah. What about that? Huh? How much you get for a money shot there, huh?
I don't know. A lot. Millions, I think.
And you're about to live the life.
Yeah.
I believe in, like, spirit guides and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Because I'm mystical and stuff like that. And I was talking to the ghost of Seattle Slough.
Okay.
And he said it was special. I just wanted to tell you that, George.
He agreed that was special.
He agreed. It was special.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what
so,
about?
So, yeah, banged out a Kentucky Derby win. And now I'm, you know, I'm like into numerology and stuff.
Are you?
Yeah. And that was my 69th race I won. You know, which
really?
Is nice. That's nice.
Yeah. Man, this is starting to sound really familiar.
I like that.
All right, what about this? It seems a little off track, but in 1971, Sesame Street was started by the Jim Henson Production Company, and they had a lot of different characters.
And, yeah, I'm not going to answer that.
Why not?
No Muppets. No Muppets.
Okay, yeah.
I want to get back to like...
let me write that down.
Tarot cards. I was doing my tarot cards this morning.
Yeah.
And they said I'm going to win the Preakness.
Oh.
The Preakness, uh-huh.
Yeah, is that the way you say it?
Yes, that's the way everybody says it.
So so if I win that, that'd be good. And then they got the Belmont Stakes,
right?
I think it is.
Yeah.
And I look forward to that, Belmont's, because I love meat. And I've ordered from them before, so.
You've ordered from Belmont Steaks before?
Yeah, I have. So,
I don't think it's a steak company.
Yeah, well, I probably shouldn't be a meat eater anyway, since I believe in reincarnation and stuff.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't do that.
It's like...
Plus, cows are like an ally of the horse, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, cows are an ally.
Yeah.
Why would you? Yeah. Y'all going to play some audio here? Because I don't want audio.
No, we were going to play
audio. I don't want audio.
We may play some
audio. No.
We may play some in the next segment.
Yeah,
we'll talk
about
the Mavs, but not here.
So, what's going on?
Okay. I don't think you have anything else to say, but congratulations. There goes Mystic Dan, the winner of the Kentucky Derby.